Bev Sirks. I'm the head volleyball coach. And we have a small group of girls this year. We actually only have 17 or 18 girls out at the present time. We haven't seen the entire starters or players back from last year's varsity all at the same practice yet because of fishing in and out. We still have some pretty tall, strong middles, and we're looking for a very good season.
My name is Carolyn Kermvick, and I'm going to be a senior this year. And I'm looking forward to our team regrouping and coming together because we lost a lot of seniors. I'm really excited for it.
Have you been practicing a lot so far?
Well, I just came in from fishing, but we've been practicing a lot, especially on serve receive. That was one of our weaknesses last year, so hopefully we'll have that up and at them this year.
My name's Emma Engel. I'm going to be a junior this year. I'm really looking forward to being on varsity this year and be the setter. And we'll see if we have a pretty good team. I'm excited to get all the rotations down and start being able to actually scrimmage. And yeah.
Why did you choose volleyball as a sport?
It's a no-contact sport, which I really like. So I tried basketball, and I just was not a fan of all the pushing and shoving and all that stuff. But I really like volleyball. It's a fun sport to do.
I'm Joanne Day, and I'm the cross-country coach here at the high school. We have about 20 runners this year when everybody gets back from working and fishing. It's a really young team, mostly sophomores and freshmen. But there's a lot of them, got a lot of speed and a lot of potential, and it's going to be a good year.
How long have you been practicing?
We started practice August 4th, so it's tough for the kids to think about school 3.5 weeks before it starts, but here we are.
My name is Nicole Peterson, and I'm going into 10th grade, and I'm looking forward to beating my my old scores from times in like Ketchikan and Juno, and beating other people from the past that I haven't beat yet.
Why did you choose cross country as a sport?
Well, because it gets me in shape better than some other sports like basketball, I guess, because it gets my legs in tone and gets me really thinking about personal goals and stuff.
What do you think about when you run?
The person in front of me and how fast I have to go to beat them.
I'm Cole Somerville. I'm going to be a 10th grader next year. Really enjoy running on this team. It's a good experience.
Why'd you pick cross country as a sport?
I just really like that sense of accomplishment after you finish your run and you can say, yeah, I beat that person.
Have you been running all summer to get ready for this, or did you just start when the team started and earlier this month?
Well, I'd like to say I ran all this summer, but it doesn't always work out that way.
So are you getting back into shape then?
It's been a bit of a struggle.
My name's Robin Schwartz, and I am going to be a sophomore next year, 10th grade. Cross country's great. Miss Day is very awesome. She's great, and she is an inspiration. She's very fast, and we all really like it. I kind of have this theory that, when we run a 5K, the first mile's kind of you have to break through that first mile. The second mile and a half are really fun, and then the last half you just got to push really hard.
I'm Andy Carlisle. I'm the swim coach in Petersburg. Our team this year is the boys are going to be really strong. We lost a few to graduation last year, but we got a lot of really good freshmen coming in. The girls, we have a few more bodies now, so we'll be able to field a whole team, fill all the events, so that will be good.
Is it a younger team this year?
No, pretty balanced. We still have, I think we have six seniors, but we're bringing in 6 or 8 freshmen and a couple of other new kids that aren't freshmen, but they just haven't swam before.
What do you look particularly strong in this year in terms of events, do you think, at this so far, or is it too early to say?
The boys were pretty strong all the way across the board. I don't know that we have a weak event. The girls were looking really good in the breaststroke, IM, and long free.
My name's Rhiannon Kivisto. I am a senior this year. And swimming, I think it's going to be a really good year. It's actually going to be a fun year because, it's your last year in high school. You just want to make it fun.
Have you been swimming all summer or all to get ready for this, or are you just getting back into it now?
Well, this is preseason, so I think all of us are a little bit, out of breath at practice right now.
I'm Elijah, and I'm looking forward to getting in shape and just swimming for the school again. Haven't been able to swim for the past 2 years since I've been out of country, so it's been pretty exciting.
Well, that's right. Where have you been again?
I lived in Switzerland for 2 years.
I'm a Dan, and I'm a junior, and I look forward to this year because I haven't swam in a couple years. I've had other things going on, and like getting in shape and stuff like that.
Great. Do you have an event that you're particularly excited about?
I don't know. One that doesn't kill me.
My name's Shaylee Dahl, and I'll be a freshman, and I'm just excited to travel more and swim in more races than you do in club swim.
Is it tough getting in shape for the team?
Yeah. After all summer sitting on the boat and working and stuff.
My name's Joe Zarlingo, and I'm a senior this year on this high school swim team, and I'm really looking forward to the competition this year. We lost 2 senior swimmers last year, I believe, and it was a little bit of a power in our relay that we lost, but we got some good freshmen this year, so I'm really excited to see how our relays do.